Welcome to 5 Minutes of Pastor. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's such a blessing to be with you once again this morning, and I'm still sharing concerning your unpardonable sin. You see, so if you're a child of God, you just walked into Christ, and you're growing, you're getting to know the Lord some more, you know, developing in God and all that, you cannot commit the unpardonable sin because you pair the description I've given to you according to the scriptures. I'm not the one who just gave it. These are things that are written in the Bible. You see, those who were once enlightened, taste of the heavenly gift, and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost, and have tasted the good word of God, and the powers of the world to come. It says, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh, and put into an open shame. These are people who have made, the Bible says that they've trodden underfoot the Son of God. They've trodden underfoot the Son of God. After they had come to know the Son of God, gotten to know the details of God. I mean, very few people get to this place. You may not have this happening in a whole generation, but we do have it happening. Reverend Kenny Hagin related a story concerning a certain woman who was a pastor's wife and had been in the ministry for a very long time, for more than 20 years, you know, and was ministering with her husband and doing great things in the ministry, you know, doing all kinds of things for the Lord. All of a sudden, she allowed the devil to get into her mind, and she said this woman apparently was very beautiful. She saw herself as very pretty, and she gave herself over to the devil. She started, you know, committing adultery all over the place, got into a hotel somewhere, forgot about the husband and the children, and didn't mind them. The husband was still following. The pastor was just following her, looking for her and all that. There was a day, the husband was standing in front of the woman in the hotel, and the woman said that, go away with this your Jesus thing and forget about it. I'm not coming back to the church. I don't believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, the personal Savior anymore. And as soon as she said that, that was the end of the whole thing. God could have forgiven her for all the things that she did if she had only confessed to the Lord, you know, concerning her adultery and all that. But the day she said that, actually Reverend Hagin was having a vision concerning this particular experience that this man had had, you know, and the day she said that she didn't believe in Jesus Christ anymore and insulted Christ and said things about Christ, that day the demon that was in her head causing her to do all those things moved into her spirit and had a permanent abode in her spirit. Hallelujah. You see, so that is what happens. It happens to those who have come to the full knowledge of the truth. I'm not saying that when you come to the full knowledge of the truth, that's what is going to happen to you. That's not what I'm saying, please. That's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is that if someone gets to that level and gives himself over to the devil and says that I don't believe in Jesus Christ again and says things that are not right concerning Christ, that person is, the Bible says it's impossible for that person to be brought back. That is unpardonable sin. He cannot be pardoned. Hallelujah. He cannot be pardoned. I hope it makes sense to you. But if you're a young believer, you're just growing in the Lord, you're just coming up, and even if you're a mature believer, you're continuing with the Lord, you know, going with the Lord and all that, then there's no way this sin can come into your life. No matter what you do, there's no way this sin can come into your life until you get to that full point of maturity and do despite to the Son of God and count the blood of the covenant, the blood of Christ, which you were saved and sanctified by an unholy thing, and do despite unto the Spirit of grace. That's what it means. Hallelujah. And it happens to those who have received the full knowledge of the truth, not those who are coming up and who have received the full knowledge of the truth and are still going with the Lord. That cannot happen to you. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. You see, so that's the unpardonable sin. So the reason why that's what God has asked him to treat it is because sometimes you're a young believer, you do something wrong, and the devil talks to you that this sin that you have committed is the unpardonable sin. You cannot be forgiven. You cannot be forgiven. It's not true. Don't listen to the devil, because you cannot commit that unpardonable sin at the stage where you are. You're just developing, you're just growing. And there's no sin that you can do that can qualify you to be part, apart from declaring Jesus as not your Lord and personal Savior. After you have gotten to that level of maturity, that full knowledge of the truth. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. I'll see you again tomorrow. I love you very much. Until then, God bless you. I'll continue and share some more with you in Jesus' name. Bye-bye.